There is no two ways about life. Until we come to the understanding of the power in the blood of Jesus, we are still very far from forcefully taking hold of that belongs to us. And as Morel will put it, he says that among every other thing that the blood stands for, he said that the blood is the impartation of the love of God upon his people. I love that narration. I love that narration. He said his blood is the impartation of his love towards his people. And John rightly wrote in the book of John 3:16, like we know, he said, for God so loved the world, and he gave, what he gave was the blood. He gave his son. He gave his life because of love, in order for you and I to be delivered. Beloved of God, because you are in this service today, I say every of your predicaments, they are destroyed through his blood in the name of Jesus. There are causes and troubles. Give me Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. There are causes that was lying on our head. The ones we know and the ones we don't know. The ones we inherited from our forefathers, from people, the ones we did with our own hands. Let us see the consequences, what Paul is telling us in the book of Galatians. Just very short, 2 minutes, and we will decree, and we'll go. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, are they there? He said, Christ had redeemed us, the us is you and I, from the curse of the law. From the curse of the law. There is a law, don't remove that. There is a law that has been hanging in the spiritual and in the physical, pertaining to certain things that men and women ought not to do. And some of us, we find ourselves doing those things that is caused or rejected by the law. And before we were born, we inherited that from our father Adam. He said, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hold it. Had redeemed us from the curse of the law. Redeemed us by what? Through what? Let us see the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7. He said, Christ had redeemed us from where we've just read, redeem you and I. There is a debt, there is a consequences that was hanging in your life and in my life. Paul is helping us to understand from this Ephesians 1, verse 7. He said, he redeemed us, that redemption. He said, in whom we have redemption. Remember where we first read, he redeemed us. Now that redemption was through what? Was through his blood. That redemption was through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. There is no true deliverance. There is no true deliverance anywhere that any man, any woman conducts that will be permanent. That does, if it doesn't go through the blood of Jesus, forget it. There is no result. It's just temporary. We have come to this knowledge to know that we will have access to that which he has done for us, just like we've done today, because we have accepted his blood. And that war of partition that was separating us, for us to depend on a man, a high priest, or depend on a woman to help us talk to our God, those problems has been destroyed. Let us just see very quickly Hebrews 10. Give me 19 and 20. I just want to show you the power of the blood of Jesus. If you've not come under that blood through water baptism, if you've not gone through the blood of Jesus by identifying to his death and his resurrection through the water baptism. My sister, my brother, just like I said, you are a novice to what you are ignorance of. You may be a Christian and you are ignorance of the true water baptism. You are a novice because you are ignorant. No matter your rank in Christianity, no matter your position in the body of Christ, no matter how many churches you have founded, if you are ignorant of the fact of what the blood of Jesus has come to do, you are a novice. Let me say that again. Hebrews chapter 10, 19. He said, having therefore, brethren, boldness. When we understand this, it gives us boldness. When a lawyer stands, sometimes in worry, don't remove it. A lawyer was going to the court and this uniform people stopped him. And when he stopped him, he came out, brought out his belt. Lawyers began to fight. I was watching, I said, this one now, wahala. Lawyer, they fight. The people were not fighting, they were just recording it, thought they've gotten evidence. As time was going on, I now saw the conclusion of that case. They charged him to court. The lawyer went there, defended himself. He won the case, and they was given for the people, the uniform people, to compensate him. Because he was not ignorant of what he's supposed to know. Why the people thought they've gotten him, he was laughing in his mind. He was with boldness because he knows his right. How many people knows their right today? If you know your right in the Holy Ghost, wave your hands to the Holy Ghost. That is what I'm saying. He said, having therefore, brethren, boldness. Because there is something you know that will give you boldness. And that which you know is that the blood of Jesus is the settler of every matter under this heaven. The blood of Jesus is the settler. Is the settler of every matter under the heavens and the earth. When you know this, it gives you boldness and confidence. He said to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Look at it. It was only the high priest that has the right to enter here. But the blood of Jesus has given you entrance, has given you boldness into that area where you never expected in life to enter. That is the power in the blood of Jesus. Somebody, the power in the blood of Jesus. He has given you access into the inner holies of the holies through his flesh. Apostle Paul says so. He said, when he was hung at the cross, his blood touched the ground. While they were looking at the man they have crucified, the temple, the veil in the temple was cutten from the top to the bottom because of you and I. Because his blood is speaking for your deliverance. His blood is speaking for your redemption. His blood is speaking for your deliverance. His blood is speaking for everything evil that is named under this heaven. Put your hands together for this blood of Jesus. Very quickly, people has capitalized on what the statement, the commandment Jesus gave about his people going to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. As I was studying the scripture, when Pastor, our daddy, is taking question and answer, there are type of questions you were asked. Listen to daddy now. When you ask that question, his first response to you, he will ask you, are you a member of this church? There is a reason he asked that question. Because as members of this church, there are level of revelation we have gotten to that when you ask a question, we know if you are part of us or you are not part of us. And if you say you are a member of this church, he asks you which group you belong. Because if you are a true member, you did it because of this type of question you ask, you're supposed to belong to a group. And you say, if I don't have a group, okay, we say, God bless you. He has gotten what he needed to hear. Because that question you asked, if you are a true member, you wouldn't have asked that question. Jesus was with his disciples for almost 3 years and teaching them so certain things about what will happen. He said, when the Son of Man is lifted up, I will draw all men, not only Israel. I will draw all men to myself. Do you know what happened? When Jesus Christ resurrected, about to depart to heaven, those same disciples that he told, go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that they're supposed to know the new era. Do you know what they asked them? They said, hey, Master, last time you talked about the kingdom to Israel. Are you not this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Do you know what that means? That means they've not understood the purpose of his death and his resurrection. They were not supposed to ask that question, because he has risen in order to draw all men to himself, not only Israel. The father now said, okay, please go to the upper room. Go there. There are still things you need to know. The Holy Spirit will come and he will make those things you are asking. He will make it straight to you, because if you have understood what I was teaching, you wouldn't have asked this question at this time. The Holy Ghost, the great teacher, is coming to the upper room. He's going to remind you. He's going to strengthen. He's going to baptize you of those things that I have told you. And one of those things the Holy Ghost taught them is the correct water baptism. One of those things the Holy Ghost taught the disciples in the upper room is water baptism. It's not a coincidence that when they came down from the upper room, after they've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and the people said to Peter, man and woman, brethren, what shall we do for us to be saved? He said, repent every one of you and be baptized, not in the name of the Father, not in the name of the Son, not in the name of the Holy Ghost, but baptized in the name of Jesus. Because there is something the Holy Ghost taught them in the upper room. There is something the Holy Ghost taught them in the upper room. You need an understanding from the upper room. If not, your Christian life will be miserable. You need an understanding from the upper room. If not, your Christian life will be miserable. If you look in the scriptures, there is no single place any man, any woman was baptized in the title of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the Holy Ghost taught them very well. The problem with Christians of today, they don't want the Holy Spirit to teach them. They want to base what on of their general overseer, what their Baba in the Lord has taught them. And they are not listening to what the Holy Spirit was telling them. Apostle Paul came to the Berean Christians and he began to blow grammar. He began to speak war. They say what Paul is telling us is different from what we have heard before. What he is telling us is different from what our GO has told us. It's different from what our regional pastor have told us. They say, Paul, hold on. We don't want to dispose your word. We don't want to say you are not right. We have the human and the Torah. We have the Bible. We want to go and consult our Bible. If that which you are saying is correct from what our general overseer is saying, if that which you are saying is different from what our mommy G.O. is saying. And the Berean Christian, when Paul saw that faith, Paul said that the Berean Christian are more honorable. The bright Christian worldwide, the bright family worldwide, you are more honorable than every setting of denomination all over the world. Why? Because you have made the Bible your standard, not the word of a man. You have made the Bible your standard. Bow down your heads. Bow down your heads. The word of the Lord is our standard. If you've not baptized before, you have received your deliverance. But for that deliverance to be permanent, the evangelists, they are ready. Brother Chinedu, are you ready? Ring that bell, 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 ring it, ring it. Are you ready? Is the water ready? The water is ready. The water is ready. The water is ready. Hey! How many people? How many people? He said the water is ready. Bonnie, I know your spirit is very hot. The water is ready. If you have baptized in the title of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, it's a wrong baptism. Apostle Paul met some people like that in the book of Acts chapter 19. And they say, we're baptized already in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Apostle Paul said, yes, but if you baptize rightly, you're supposed to have known the Holy Ghost now. The way I say you believe, the way you keep manners with your fellow brother in the church, with your fellow sister in the church, instead of you to celebrate grace, you see the grace of the Lord. As our sister was desiring grace, because you've not gotten the Holy Ghost, you begin to fight against grace. When Apostle Paul saw that people fighting against grace, he said, no, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Because if you have the Holy Ghost, you will not fight grace. You will celebrate grace. He said, you don't have the Holy Ghost. He said, under what baptism were you baptized? He said, it was John baptism. He said, you see, that is why I say you don't have the Holy Ghost. There is the baptism in the name of Jesus. And he preached to them. When they received that sermon, the Bible said, Paul baptized every one of them in the name of Jesus. If you've not baptized in that name, you are still missing out from the benefits of the cross. Bow down your head.
How precious.
Father, here are your people. The people you purchased with your blood, not the blood of animal. Daddy, the blood also speaks for deliverance, for healing. For your word said by your stripes, when they were flogging you 39 strokes, blood was gushing out of your body. Say, by your stripes they are healed. Daddy, they've believed my word. Daddy, as they go back, that which made them to come here, meet them at the points of their knees. In the name of Jesus. As they go back like the Berean Christians, Heavenly Father, as they look deep to know your word, expose more of your word to them. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.